welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and have what I think is a pretty good show lined up for you. And we're going to kick it off with the Osborne Brothers. This is taken from one of their interesting series of albums documenting their career. And this is the second one, and it's documenting their career from Dayton to Knoxville, which is 1949 to 1954 period, in which the Osborne Brothers in about the year 2000 re-recorded some of their favourite tunes. And I hope you're going to enjoy it. The first one is a classic, Y'all Come.
Can folks are coming, they're coming by the dozens, eating everything from soup to hay. And right after dinner, they ain't looking any thinner. Here's what you hear them say. See us now and then. Y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Come see us when you can.
It's great to hear the Osbournes playing really straightforward bluegrass, isn't it? They really are a very good bluegrass band. In fact, the lineup for that was Bobby on mandolin doing the lead vocal, Sonny playing banjo and doing the vocal repeats, along with Terry Eldridge on guitar. Glenn Duncan played fiddle. Gene Wooten played that lovely dobro solo, sort of real pedal steely sound. And they really got the classic sound of the early 1950s there, I thought, anyway. Got another, some more straightforward bluegrass here from Louis Setzer and the Appalachian Mountain Boys. And Louis plays guitar, does lead vocals. David Cavage, plays banjo, does vocals. Jim Daniels on fiddle. Ron Penske on bass, and he sings too. And Danny Stewart Sr. on mandolin vocals. And this was recorded with WVIA-TV at the Homegrown Concerts in 2006. So here's Louis Setzer. He plays a lot of straightforward bluegrass, which, as you've probably gathered by now, I quite like. Let's hear him.
Well, teardrop fell on the night, she said. I love you, dear, when you were well. I watch him as he held your hand. And I bowed my head and cried again. I cried.
Well, that's some real old hardline bluegrass for you, isn't it? That was Louis Setzer and the Appalachian Mountain Boys. I bowed my head and cried again. I don't think I pre-announced the title of that song, did I? Well, we're having some real downhill bluegrass on the show this week. Lots of you will appreciate that. I'm going to play a track from Leon Morris. The album is called Thinking Today of My Home. Leon Morris is originally Canadian, played a lot of music in his youth in Canada, and then crossed over in the border and played a lot in the northern states of the USA. I first heard of Leon Morris, I think, on one of the Mike Seeger albums, like Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, or maybe it was on the Rebel set of four albums. His name came up often in conjunction with Buzz Busby, but Leon also played with Earl Taylor. He worked with Bill Emerson, who wrote some beautiful liner notes for this album. And Leon Morris is the real deal, plays lovely guitar, rich baritone voice for singing, plays mandolin, plays bass. This album was recorded when he was definitely in his later years, like late 70s, 80s. He's doing double-tracked harmonies. He's playing mandolin and guitar and bass on some tracks and has other people filling in. The first track I'm going to play is an instrumental called Welcome to New York, and it's one you may not know because it's an instrumental written by Bill Emerson and Doyle Lawson of the Country Gentlemen. It was on one of their albums, and Leon is playing it as a guitar tune. He's playing guitar and doing mandolin and bass. Wayne Lanham from Bill Emerson's band Sweet Dixie is playing fiddle, and Kevin Church is playing banjo on it. It's a real pretty tune. Welcome to New York from Leon Morris. just some nice picking there, isn't it? Nice style on guitar, very relaxed. The photo on the front of the album's of him carrying a very battered looking and well-worn D28, so I guess that's been with him a long time. That certainly sounds nice. Oh, we've got to hear from Daly and Vincent now. They're a fine band. The two guys sing so well together. Darren Vincent, his sister is Rhonda Vincent, and Darren came out of the same family environment that Rhonda did. And Jamie Daly, I first heard of Jamie Daly when he was working with Dawn Lawson, and he, with the amazing tenor voice, is just brilliant. Jamie plays guitar, Darren plays bass, although he's a fine mandolin player as well. We're going to hear the Poor Boy Working Blues, and Jamie's doing the lead vocal, playing guitar, Darren Vincent's doing the harmony, Jeff Parker is doing harmony, vocal and mandolin, and Stuart Duncan playing some fiddle. This is what the Poor Boy Working Blues sounds like.
Work all night and I work all day, life just ain't worth living this way. Work the soles right off of my shoes, I've got the poor boy working blues.
Daly and Vincent for you. The banjo playing was done by Joe Dean. He wasn't credited on that track, but he's the one that plays that sort of style of banjo on all the other tracks, and fantastic banjo playing, really fast, great harmonies. Daly and Vincent, we'll hear more from them a little bit later in the program. 1998, Laurie Lewis assembled a band just for two concerts at the Freight and Salvage. I've been to the Freight and Salvage, it's a wonderful venue for bluegrass music, and Laurie considers it her home studio, a home concert venue, really. That's, she lives in the area, and she said they recorded the concerts, and 20 years later they came across the tapes and listened and thought, this sounds like a great album. So they put it out. The album is called Just Freight 98, and the track I've selected to play is one featuring Tom Rosum singing lead, called Love is a Lonely Street. And it's got Laurie playing fiddle. I think Daryl Anger also possibly playing fiddle. Mike Marshall on guitar. Tom Rosum on mandolin. And Todd Phillips on string bass. And it's just a great song. And Tom Rosum's voice is just beautiful. Love is a Lonely Street.
Maybe once in a lifetime you may find perfect love, the kind that lives forever, a gift from up above.
your two hearts can.
Sound with those twin fiddles, and isn't that a nice song? Oh, just magic in a concert like that when you can just pull that off. They said that Laurie said in the notes that she had one rehearsal for the concert, and I guess they just pick things and they use the innate musicianship on each person to tie it all together. Sounds wonderful. What are we going to have? We're going to talk about Shearer's Music Works. They are the sponsor of this show. The show, of course, is Back Porch Bluegrass, and it comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you need anything to do with your musical ventures, be it a hobby or a job, a profession, or just a passing interest for one of your grandkids or something like that, go and see the people at Shearer's. They've got all the instruments you need to choose from. They've got all the accessories. And I tell you, musical accessories are great presents for grandkids and kids. You know, you can buy them anything from a set of strings to a stand to put their guitar on, or a new guitar strap, or a new Martin if you're in a different price range from me. And Shearer's Music Works will provide it all, as well as good advice from the people who work there. They're all musicians and they know what they're talking about. I'm very pleased that Shearer's sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass Music. This show comes from my shelves mostly, and I tend not to subscribe to the AirPlay Direct source of music. I just dig deep in my shelves to find something that I think you might like, and every now and then come up with some real gems. And I always try and make it varied and interesting, and I hope you like that too. But I do get a few new CDs every now and then, and I have a new CD. And when I say I've have a new CD, I got this 2 days ago in the mail from Rebel Records, and it's Larry Sparks, and it's an album called Way Back When, and I think that this week is its release date. And I'm putting it out on Back Porch Bluegrass. Going to play you two tracks from it. Very exciting. It's a lovely album. It's got Larry standing in front of two Fords. I don't know if they're his or not. One's a beautiful white, about 1948-49 Ford Custom Line, I think it was. And the other one is looks like about 1931 Model A that's black. And Larry Sparks' suit matches the colour of the cars on the pictures. That's funny. Helping him out on this album, Larry Sparks bass guitar, of course. Evan Wilson on mandolin and tenor vocals. Tyler Mullins on banjo. Michael Fagan on fiddle. And Larry D. Sparks on bass. And Ron Stewart plays fiddle and banjo on a couple of tracks as a little bit of extra help there. And just like me, you're hearing it brand new. And let's line up the track. And here, the first track we're going to hear two tracks. The first one is Way Back When, which was written by Gary Ferguson, Brent Moyer, Robert Tobin. And the second one is Tennessee Border, written by Jimmy Work. Here's a brand new album from Larry Sparks. Let's hear it.
There's an old country store in the bend of the road. The old place is about to fall down. Once upon a time, many years ago, folks would come there for miles around. Most were farmers scratching out a living. The old store had all they need. Making a living when living was simple, with hoes, plows, shovels, and seed. Oh, how I wish I could go back. Things were much simpler then. If I could just go back in time, I'd go back to way back when. Saturday nights, old men told their stories round a pot-belly stove they'd unwind. A banjo and a fiddle played old-time music. Folks gathered there and all was fine. I was just a kid, but I still remember my granddaddy telling me, keep love in your heart, do right by others, hold tight to your family. Oh, how I wish I could go back. Things were much simpler then. If I could just go back in time, I'd go back to way back when.